You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
The cast of this year's Celebrity Treasure Island New Zealand has been announced. It includes broadcaster Duncan Garner, actor James Rolleston, and Labour Deputy Leader and former Prime Minister Carmel Cipollone, who I speak to for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party. Cipollone told the New Zealand Herald she is competing in the show because it looks like fun, she wanted to challenge herself, and ultimately she thought why not. Her chosen charity to support is Tyler, Turn Your Life Around Youth Development Trust. Cipollone is the first sitting MP to compete on the TV show. She had to get the sign-off and support of Labour leader Chris Hipkins to go ahead with it and has been met with some criticism for doing the show during Parliament. This week, I also asked Cipollone about the government's decision to reverse the ban on oil and gas exploration off the coast of Taranaki. The ban was put in place by the last government in 2018. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says reversing the ban would help the current energy shortage and the spike in electricity costs. The bill is expected to pass before the end of the year. This announcement comes amid questions about the government's commitment to climate action. This was partially sparked by Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters downplaying the human impact on climate change ahead of the Pacific Islands Forum. For this week's catch-up with the Labour Party, I ask about both these topics. I started by asking about Celebrity Treasure Island. Why did you decide to do Celebrity Treasure Island?
A few different reasons. One is it is one of the very few TV programs that me and my family still sit down and watch and have watched over the years. I really wanted to challenge myself and do something that's kind of out of my comfort zone. And also it gave me the opportunity to shine a spotlight on a charity and a kaupapa that I absolutely support.
Can you talk a bit about the charity you're supporting?
Yeah, it's called Turn Your Life Around Trust. I've had stuff to do with them going back to, I think, 2012. They're an amazing organisation. They work largely with young people who have come through the justice system. And, you know, in recent years, we've had a spotlight shone on youth crime, retail crime. And, you know, often there's a lot of anger towards these young people, and I do understand that. At the same time, these young people have often been victims of crime themselves. They have a lot going on in their lives. Many of them have cognitive issues or other things happening to them. And someone has to work with them, you know. Someone has to try and support them to be able to make the right decisions. And Tyler has been amazing at doing that over the years, and I just respect the fact that they persevere, that they love our rangatahi, and they do the hard work behind the scenes.
And what was your aim heading into the competition?
To maintain my dignity and also to do as well as I could do, you know, to raise some money for my charity if possible. And I just wanted to do the very best that I could do in the challenges that were put in front of us.
And what is your response to the criticism of you being a paid politician on reality TV, especially during the cost of living crisis?
No, well, I made really clear in the decision right from the beginning when I sat down with Chippy is it wouldn't be right to take my salary at the time that I was doing the screening, particularly because, you know, when you are on leave usually, you're still contactable, but I would not be contactable at all the whole time that I was on there. And so really would not be doing any work whilst I was on there. So we made the decision early on that my salary would actually go to the charity for whatever time that I was on. But I mean, I also was weighing up the fee and have the charity know this now too. They are just going to donate the fee as well, just so that there's real clarity that there was nothing for me to gain financially from this. And hey, I get to take away the experience. It was amazing.
Do you think your family will be proud of your performance?
Well, interestingly, we only told our three younger boys a few weeks ago because we didn't trust them. So probably a good idea because my youngest got hit up at a dairy about whether or not I did do Celebrity Treasure Island, and he could hand on heart say he didn't even know. So they are excited, and I'm pleased and relieved that they're excited because they don't seem to have any feeling or inkling that their mum would have embarrassed them, so they're looking forward to it starting.
And this week in politics, do you support the government reversing the ban on offshore oil and gas exploration?
No, it's a disaster for the climate and will take New Zealand's climate action backwards. Oil and gas must stay in the ground as we decarbonise our economy, and also they are really cognizant of the fact that, even when there were still the ability to explore, nothing's been found over the last 20 years. So even if something was found, there would be a delay on being able to get it out of the ground. And it's not going to help with our current energy issues that we're facing. It's also not going to help with our action against climate change. Renewable energy is where it's at, and that's where the government should be investing.
Would you reinstate the ban?
Yes.
And what will you do differently then from the last time you were in government and the current government today to meet energy demands?
Well, a constant and consistent and rigorous focus on renewable energy. We're so blessed in this part of the world to have access to what we need for renewable energy to work. We've got the sunshine, we've got the wind, we've got the water. The government seem to be arguing that all of that is unreliable. However, you still have the ability to store energy as well, which they seem to omit to mention. And so we would continue that rigorous focus.
On the climate element to this, can New Zealand responsibly say we're upholding our climate obligations while continuing oil and gas exploration?
No, we can't. And under this government, we're going backwards. It's embarrassing for us as a country. And it is also just us out of step with the rest of the world, and it's taking us backwards. We've seen the impact of weather events. We know what it feels like. We're not immune to it. The whole world is feeling it. So I can't understand why the government isn't taking this seriously.
Given our presence in the Pacific this week, are we doing enough to support our Pacific neighbours in response to climate change?
Well, we have been. It was strange to hear some of Winston Peters' comments around climate change. And I think that him and his Prime Minister and probably the relevant ministers need to sit down and have a discussion, because the comments from the Deputy Prime Minister seemed to be comments that don't take climate change seriously, and that's of concern.
Winston Peters was my next question. Can a government with a minister who plays down climate change credibly lead us and the Pacific throughout the climate crisis?
Well, it's going to be very difficult, and that's why they're going to have a conversation. I mean, the Prime Minister is the leader of this country. Then he needs to be sitting down with his Foreign Affairs Minister, his Deputy Prime Minister, and having some serious conversations about climate change and getting their lines straight on this, and making sure that they are in step with the rest of the world, and that their comments are evidence-based and based on the science that is widely accepted now, rather than a flippant dismissing of climate change and the seriousness of it.
The government claims they still care about climate change despite this recent move. Is this consistent with their actions?
Well, actions speak louder than words, and their actions do not demonstrate a government that is taking climate change seriously.
That was Labour leader Carmel Cipollone on being announced in the Celebrity Treasure Island lineup and the government reversing the ban on oil and gas exploration.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.